Often when a UU congregation, look at me up here acting like it's any other Sunday. Often when a UU congregation searches for a minister, the board of the congregation selects a search committee made up of 5 or 6 members. They look over the ministers who are interested in them, and then the ministers look at the congregations and see what they're interested in and that they're both interested in each other. Then there are interviews, maybe 4 or 5 who are interested, and that gets narrowed down to 2 or 3. And then finally, after more conversation and interviews, the search committee selects that one minister to bring before the congregation as the candidate. The minister is shiny and new and bright, and the congregation and the minister, if all goes well, the congregation votes at the end of that candidating week to call that minister. It's a commitment on the part of the congregation and a commitment on the part of the minister who accepts the call, a fresh start. There's time to get to know one another. Often there's a honeymoon period. But then there are difficult times to work through. But you're all in it together because you've made a commitment to stay together for as long as it's life-giving and life-sustaining. I started this with Susan Warner's song because I want to acknowledge that this is not what we're experiencing together. You, as the congregation, arrive at this day to vote on a called, settled minister, not a contract minister, not a developmental minister, not an interim minister, but a called, settled minister. And you are voting to call someone that has been here for 8 years already. This is also not the usual way of things in the UU sphere. Usually a person who comes on as a contract minister is called within 2 to 4 years if they decide to stay and if the congregation wants them. That maybe could have happened, but a novel coronavirus interrupted our lives for several years. We persevered, though, online to do some of the work that needed to be done. I'll be almost anything for you, UUCL, but I can't be new. I can't be the shiny, new, unknown minister. You know me, or most of you do, and others of you will if you're new. You know my gifts, my humor, my quirks. You know that I am not perfect. You know the many, many mistakes that I've made. I know some of your quirks too. I'm still here, because before I met anyone here, I felt called to this congregation. I don't know why, but I rarely question that kind of pull towards something. I learned to trust it over the years, moving to San Diego to study holistic healing. A pull toward this person that my friend kept talking about as her childhood friend, who is now my husband. And this congregation, I read about you somewhere, maybe on Facebook. Someone wrote about this congregation and said, give them a look, this UU Church of Loudoun. And so I did. And then to my great disappointment, I found out, like, the church was open. And then to my great disappointment, I found out that you had already hired your next minister. And my sources said he was planning to stay indefinitely. I missed that one. And then I found out that the reason he moved here was to be closer to his daughter and her family. And his daughter had just gotten a job in another city, and that they were going to go with them, which I know broke some of your hearts. But it meant that this church was open again. I had 2 meetings with the search committee and a couple of one-to-one conversations with some of the members on the search committee within the span of a month. It was a long month plus, maybe 6 weeks or maybe even longer, of waiting to see if it was going to work out. And it did. There's a saying that I preached about before. Joy doesn't wake you in the middle of the night. You get that, right? It's trouble that causes sleeplessness, fear that often wakes us up with a start. I had just preached a sermon like that at another congregation when I found out that the opposite is also true. A few months after being here, joy, in fact, did wake me up in the middle of the night. And all I could feel was joy radiating and emanating in my thoughts, in my body, in my spirit. I was so grateful to be here. My friend in Pasadena, Reverend Tara Lander, said to me that her congregation makes her heart sing. And at the time, I was not having a particularly joyous time here. Ministry is like that sometimes. It's not all rainbows and unicorns and kittens, right? But soon enough, I realized that this was true for me as well. This congregation, the work we do together, the possibilities of who we can be and who you are as individuals and as a congregation makes my heart sing. You make my heart sing. There have been two consistent questions as we've moved through this call process over the last several months. The first is what will be different, and the second is what is shared ministry. What will be different? What will change? My husband said that I should tell you that I'd like the inside of the sanctuary painted purple and the outside painted in rainbow colors. But I don't. And those aren't my decisions to make anyway. I'm happy to have those conversations, however. But I've already confessed to you that I've been acting pretty much like a called, settled, full-time minister. Early in my time here at Coffee Hour one Sunday, someone said to me, you know, we've had ministers in the past all along who were here, but I feel like you're ours. I feel like you belong to us. And I felt that way too. As I explained last Sunday during the question and answer, what you have had were ministry services, someone who was available for certain things, 22 Sunday services and Christmas Eve, weddings, funerals, pastoral care, and time in the community. In 2021, the board and I updated my contract and the memorandum of understanding. I was given responsibility for staff supervision early on, probably in 2018 or so. But in 2021, I was given the primary responsibility for all worship services, working in conjunction with the worship committee, and then other things that the congregation would look to me to provide. And this is still true today. Spiritual leadership, historical and theological perspective, assistance with setting and implementing the congregation's mission, oversight of the congregation's programs, leadership of the staff team, and administration of the congregation's business operations in collaborative partnership with lay leaders and staff. And I hope that's what I'm doing. What gets added with call is a commitment on the part of the board and the congregation to addressing the systemic prejudices and biases found within all parts of society, a racial justice, anti-oppression, and multicultural awareness for the congregation, an intention to educate ourselves and work toward that. So our commitment to that work becomes a shared covenant. Another thing added with a called minister, which could be added with a contract minister, I just didn't think of it in time, is the commitment to offer sabbatical time of 1 month per year of time served. So I get credit for time served. Not that it's jail or anything, but 8 months seems like a long time to be away, which is what I would have. So the board and I struck a happy medium of half credit, so 4 months of sabbatical, which I will be taking in the next couple of years. There are some other things that cover what a minister does, but I'm going to save those for later. And then there's the question of what the minister looks to the congregation to provide. Live out the congregation's mission and vision. We all serve the mission. Demonstrate effective leadership. Be open to change. Broaden the meaning of community. And communicate issues or concerns in a forthright and respectful manner through established communication channels. And the board, on behalf of the congregation, commits to remaining in covenant with the minister and holding members of the board as well as the congregation to behavior that is respectful of the minister and of the office and consistent with Unitarian Universalist values. What is shared ministry? We are partners. I am not God. But we are partners. Last week, I was asked, what is my fear? Thanks for giving me a whole week to think about that. I've thought of many more things that I could say. But one of the things that I want to be clear about is that called settled ministry doesn't mean that the minister is responsible for all of the ministry of the church, or that the ministry does all of the ministry of the church. It means we share it like we have been. The ministry that we have inside the congregation and the ministry that we have out in the world. Shared ministry means that all of us are called. All of us are called to an ongoing mutual commitment to hold the well-being of the whole in trust and to find the place in ourselves as individuals and in us as a congregation where the world's deep hunger and our deep gladness meet. What shared ministry means to me is authentic relationship with deepening commitment, trust, and candor. It means working together in service to our mission of kindling the flame of love and justice, where we are bold in our commitment to our shared covenant. Reverend Nate Walker writes, and I'm just going to say that I've been saving this for years, for just this Sunday. He writes, "When you come to me, come not with the expectation to have some passive clergy person coddle you into complacency. No, come to me as your PST, your personal spiritual trainer. I'm serious. I want to see you move. I want to see you root yourself in a community built on moral complexity and to hold one another to the ethic of intellectual honesty. I want to see you move beyond the religious hang-ups of your broken past and use your regenerative spirit to seize the day. I want to see you flex your moral muscles. I want to see you exercise your mind and body and spirit. To collaborate as a single, integrated, and dynamic entity. I want to hear you articulate your beliefs. I want to hear you articulate your faith to the point of having some moral relevance. I want to know that you are engaged in the moral issues of our time. I want to know what makes you afraid. I want to know if you are cultivating your doubts and your questions so that when you do take a stand, we can all trust your authenticity. I want to know the intricacies of how you are treating other people. Have you learned new ways to better your relationships? If so, share them. I want to know if you have learned to like yourself. Have you learned to love yourself? I want to know if you feel alive. I want to know if you feel like you belong, like you feel like you matter, because to me, you do. You do, because you are my personal spiritual trainers." Nate Walker. "For the last 8 years, you have been my personal spiritual trainers. I have accepted and embraced imperfection, though I know I will still wrestle with perfectionism. But one of the things that the last 8 years has taught me is that we do not have to have everything just so in order to move forward. You have helped me with my courage, my audacity, my love for myself, my willingness to be in authentic relationship. And this week, you helped me name my fears. Thank you, Tom. I see the call process truly. Thank you. I see the call process not as a mere formalization of what already is. I also see it as the challenge for us, you and me both, to get really clear about what works for us and what doesn't in our relationships and to call each other to higher ground. I want a relationship with you that takes risk, that dares honestly, and that sticks its neck out in compassion. To know that we put love at the center and that we can figure out the rest of it from there, especially in the midst of the uncertainty of the future that the country is now facing together. We need each other. I can't be new, but I can be present. And I am present and willing. It's up to you to decide if we take up this call together and to show up as a shared ministry partner, if you say yes. I love you no matter what. Blessed be and amen.